Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for The Daily Record. My guest is Jenna Johnson of The Washington Post. Jenna, interesting times for you down there in Annapolis with the new governor, and some interesting thoughts about what he may do in the area of drug abuse, which is something of a surprise because it's apparently turns out to be a big problem in the rural parts of the state.
It's a big problem in a number of parts of the state. Heroin has hit the East Coast over the last few years. It's cheap. It's an alternative to prescription drugs that have become more expensive on the black market. And it's killing people. It's killing dozens of Marylanders each month. So when Governor Hogan was out on the campaign trail, he spent a lot of time in rural counties, talking to volunteer firefighters, talking to police officers, talking to prosecutors. And he kept hearing again and again and again that one of the biggest problems they're facing is heroin. People dying from heroin, people being addicted to heroin, people not being able to work because of heroin. And he took this on as a cause. He said that he was going to declare a state of emergency, that he was going to find more funding for treatment, that he was going to pull together a summit of experts to look into this. We haven't seen any action yet, so it'll be interesting to see what he actually does.
Well, it certainly will be, and it's interesting that the crisis has hit parts of the state that have a spokesman in the governor's office. Of course, there's been a crisis of heroin in Baltimore for quite some time. So maybe there's a sort of a coming together here that'll see some interesting action. But it's going to be a financial issue for him, isn't it?
It is. This is not a cheap problem to attack. And there's some federal grants that jurisdictions can get. There's some private money. There's some Medicaid money. But it's one of those issues that activists say, you know, the more money we can get, the more people we can save.
I think Governor O'Malley at one point did increase the amount of money for treatment. I don't know where that stood at the time you left office. It's very interesting, I think, that you get a Republican, a moderate who likes to call himself a moderate anyway, saying that this is something that's really gotten to a crisis point.
The stereotype is that when it comes to drug addiction, Democrats have stereotypically approached this with more of a humane approach, that, you know, drug addiction is an illness needing humane treatment. Stereotypically, Republicans have kind of come to this with a attitude of, you know, drug users are junkies who need to be locked up and, you know, made to go cold turkey off of these drugs. Just hearing his comments on this seems to indicate that, you know, he's looking at these treatment options. He's looking at some of these things that have typically been things that Democrats might push for.
Well, thank you so much, Jenna.
Thank you.
For Jenna Johnson, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.